Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, and we start here with the girls basketball team and head coach David Boucher, and is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. And coach, a heck of a win for your team on Tuesday night at home against Perry-Lecompton. You know, wins haven't been heavy this year, and your team has played in so many close games, but they finally come out, get it done, and win by 20 against a good cause team. Just how nice was it to see your team perform the way they did on Tuesday?
Oh, it was great. You know, the girls have been battling, like you said, all season. I can't remember how many single-point losses that we've had. I think it's 8, maybe 9. So to get on the winning side of that, to really get it to rolling is fun and exciting for us. And I don't know, it was just a lot of fun to be around and watch the girls smile and feel good about themselves. And that's really why winning is important, is for our own motivation, our own belief in ourselves, and kind of a fulfillment of watching hard work pay off for us. So yeah, it's just one game, but it felt really good.
What's your strategy as we get closer to sub-states? Obviously, some things could change as far as potential matchups, but it's a very challenging sub-state. Silver Lake, one of the best in 3A, and Perry-Lecompton is hosting. Very familiar with a couple of these teams, but Heritage Christian out of Olathe, you got Rossville in there, Moore Hillmount Academy, Bishop Ward. What's kind of your thought on the sub-state, and how do you kind of prep for that?
We begin with the end in mind. We think about, as soon as whenever you prepare for a season, you think about who the best teams in your league are, and how do you need to defend them, and how can you attack them, and how do you maximize your kids' talent and potential. But also then once the sub-state gets released in early December or mid-December, whenever that was, you start looking at what do you need to do to best the best teams in your sub-state, and how do you need to execute? And, this will be a weird sub-state. Last 2 years, Keisha has put the entire Big Seven basically into one sub-state. And so this will be the first time we've been split in 3 years, and kind of go on different ways. So we'll see some new teams. We don't know much about Heritage Christian except how great their volleyball team is. And Mar Hill's a quality team in the NEKL. We don't know much about Bishop Ward except to see their record and see who they play. Silver Lake's a very familiar opponent to us. In Rossville, we play in Summer League. And I think we beat them by 15 in Summer League. It all depends on what team shows up and how we execute, but at the end of the day, it's still about making ourselves the best we can be and maximizing our potential.
We're down to 4 games, and you step out of Big Seven League play on Friday. You're back at home, and you get a Baldwin team who's in Class 4A. They're in the upper half of the 4A East standings right now in sub-state. They're 9-6, kind of bundled up with a few teams in there in about the 7th or 8th position in the east side of 4A. But how much prep have you done yet here on Baldwin? What do you know, and what kind of game do you expect on Friday?
Well, like I said, it's a unique opponent. So we got a Baldwin film from December, and then we got a couple here recently this last week. Just because you want to kind of see how they progress. And they've got a couple, they've got a Washburn University basketball signee, and she's a high-quality player. They've been ranked and been in the top 10 in 4A. At different times this season. They're currently not, because they're on a little bit of a skid recently, but they're also playing high-quality opponents. They pose a lot of interesting problems and unique opportunities for us to grow and get better. They play different defense than we've seen. But really it's about our growth and about our, taking care of the ball and making better decisions and getting after it and continue to grow and play together as a team.
Good stuff as always. Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher coming off the win on a Tuesday night against Perry-Lecompton. They step out of league play on Friday at home as they take on a 4A squad in Baldwin. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir.